I'd like to call the January 5th, 2020 board meeting to order and remind everyone to please use your microphones when speaking and turn them off with when finished. Thank you. Commissioners present are David Judah, City of Hillsborough, Denny Doyle, City of Yorkton, myself, Jim Duggan, Tuolumne Valley Water District. Is there any business or action that needs to come before the board as a result of follow-up to our executive session?
I move to confirm the commission's intent under resolution WWSS-02-19 that acquisition of real property interests already underway for the WWSS shall be continued in the name of Tuolumne Valley Water District, that the authority to make such acquisitions for an amount determined as just compensation was delegated to the Tuolumne Valley Water District Board of Commissioners for that purpose, and that resolution WWSS-06-19 did not modify that authority. I further move to clarify the Commission's intent under resolution WWSS-02-19 that management committee approval for acquisitions exceeding $150,000 applied only to those acquisitions which were part of a negotiated transaction and not those being made pursuant to an offer for just compensation.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Against? No. It's unanimous. First item on our agenda is the General Manager's Report. Mr. Carrasco will now present it.
Thank you, Commissioners. So as the usual reminder, please be please remember to use your microphone whenever speaking. Also, please turn off your microphone when you are not speaking. For our safety moment today, no presentation. We had a little bit of a technical difficulty with the equipment, so I'll just read it out. But we're talking about UFOs in your vehicle. And what we mean by that is that an unnecessary flying object. So any unsecured item in your car can become a UFO. And Newton's first law states that every object in a state of uniform motion tends to remain in that state of motion unless an external force is applied to it. And meaning that in this particular example, anything can become a dangerous projectile in a sudden stop or collision, such as cell phones, sunglasses, water bottles, purses, toys, etc. So, and this can have pretty significant impacts. In fact, ordinary objects in cars and trucks are responsible for approximately 13,000 injuries per year. A 10-pound object, such as a cooler, traveling at 55 miles per hour, will hit with 500 pounds of force, enough to crush bones. A 5-pound purse, traveling at 35 miles per hour, carries 175 pounds of force, which is similar to being punched by an adult. I guess it depends on the adult, but... and then a soft, tippy, sippy cup in a 45-mile collision has been known to fracture a poor child's skull. So this is serious stuff. So safety tips are to remove unnecessary items from your car, dispose of trash, place items in a closed box, center console, or a trunk or cargo area secured with ropes, tethers, cords, safety nets, etc. Buckle in your purse, laptop bag, diaper bag. Give children soft, lightweight toys to play with in the car, and crate pets that insist that passengers buckle up. And so that concludes the safety moment. Continuing on with the general manager's report, talk about the approvals and procurements forecast that's attached to this report. Covers the period from December 2019 through February 2020. The forecast presents a view of the WWSP activities that have recently been approved or are scheduled for approval over the next 2 months by either the director, the WWSS committees, or the WWSS boards. Noteworthy in this forecast is that we are continuing our annual rebaseline effort to update our overall program budget and schedule, targeting approval by this board in March. Additionally, we are negotiating the contract with our top-ranked design consultant for the Terminal Reservoirs project, and several contract amendments and change orders are being processed and prepared for future WWSS board consideration. Regarding projects planning, permitting, and communications updates, various activities have continued on the past month. On December 3rd, 2019, the City of Sherwood City Council approved annexation of the WWSP water treatment plant property. Into already established the Tonquin employment area. This approval paves the way for submittal of the water treatment plant land use application in early 2020, early this year. Design of the water treatment plant will continue through 2021, and construction is anticipated to begin on this facility in 2022. Regarding projects design status updates, work continues on multiple design projects, including 9 pipeline projects, the raw water facilities project, the water treatment plant, and the distributed control systems. In response to our request for proposals for the reservoirs project, 2 firms were interviewed, and Black & Veatch was selected as the highest ranked firm. As noted earlier in this report, we are negotiating the contract with Black & Veatch and are targeting WWSS board approval at the February 2nd, 2020 meeting, our meeting in February. Finally, regarding construction projects, construction status updates, again, we have 4 projects in construction. PLM 1.1, our raw water pipeline project in Wilsonville that extends from our raw water facilities project to Wilsonville Road. PLM 1.2, another raw water pipeline project being completed in partnership with the City of Wilsonville's Garden Acres Road project. PLM 5.1, a finished water pipeline project being completed in partnership with Washington County's Rio Rogers Road project. And PLM 5.2, a finished water pipeline project along Southwest Shoals Ferry Road and Southwest Howe Flat Roads that we are working to complete in advance of development work in that area. All of these projects remain on track and are progressing according to plan. As was presented in last month's general manager's report, a portion of Tile Flat Road was closed on December 17th to enable construction of the portion of PLM 5.2 that is within the existing right-of-way. To date, construction is proceeding smoothly, and neighbor concerns have been addressed by the communications team and our on-site construction manager. The closure is permitted through February 16th, but it is anticipated that the construction will be complete and the road will reopen prior to mid-February. And that concludes today's general manager's report.
Thank you, Dave. Next on our agenda is public comment session. Do we have any members of the public wish to address the board? Seeing any, we can move on to the consent agenda. Consent agenda items are considered to be routine and may be enacted in one motion without separate discussion. Any board member may request an item be removed for motion for discussion and separate action. Any items requested to be removed from the consent agenda for separate discussion will be considered immediately after the board has approved those items which do not require discussion. Our consent agenda consists of just approving the December 5th regular meeting minutes.
I'll make that motion dramatically to approve.
I second.
Having it been motioned and seconded, I will call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next on our agenda is public hearing. Acting as a local contract review board, we will consider adopting resolution number WWSS0120, declaring an exemption from competitive bidding for certain Willamette Water Supply System water transmission pipeline projects and approving a best value construction contractor selection method. First, we will hear the staff report, and then I will open the public hearing. Anyone who wishes to offer testimony in support or opposition to this item will be given 5 minutes unless an extension is granted by the board. Should 3 or more people wish to testify on the same topic, each person will be limited to 3 minutes. Following public testimony, I'll close the hearing, and the board will consider action on the item. Staff report, please.
Thank you again. So just as a refresh about what this item is about, we presented last month that we have a subset of our projects where this approach would be beneficial. This would enable, using best value enables us to consider things other than just low cost. It also allows us to consider qualifications and experience in our contractor selection. All of our pre-qualified contractors would be allowed and invited to participate in all of our pipeline contracts. It's noted in the staff report that of all the projects that we have coming up, the 3 pipeline projects that this would apply to would be PLM 1.3, which is a pipeline project in the city of Wilsonville, PLM 4.3, which is our pipeline project north of Sherwood in Roy Rogers Road. One of the critical concerns about PLM 4.3 is we have a large trenchless crossing of the Tualatin River, so it's a pretty challenging project, and we want to make sure we review the contractor's qualifications and abilities to do that work properly. I should note PLM 1.3 is in the developed areas in Wilsonville, as opposed to the two projects we have going on in Wilsonville right now. One is PLM 1.1, which is in kind of more the undeveloped areas near the water treatment plant, and PLM 1.2, which is part of the city's road project, so it's a coordinated project there. PLM 1.3 in Wilsonville, we're on our own in developed roads in Wilsonville, so we are anticipating a lot of coordination with the businesses in the area, probably a lot of contact, a public contact, and so we want to make sure that we select a contractor that's cognizant of those things and has expertise in managing that properly and, frankly, putting us in a good light in that city. The last project that we're interested in using this approach in is PLW 1.3, and that as well, similar to PLM 4.3, it has a trenchless crossing. That one, I believe, of Butternut Creek, I believe it is, that we want to make sure that we select a contractor who has expertise and experience in doing that kind of work successfully. The evaluation that we performed in moving forward with this showed that this falls in line with all of the state statutes, including that moving forward with this would not include move us towards favoritism, towards selecting of any contractors. So we're in line with all state statutes. And we provided public notice on December 9th, as required, and the public notice period has expired, and we have received no comments at all from any interested parties about this activity. That concludes the staff report. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Dave. I'm opening the public hearing on item 4A. Is there anyone who wishes to comment on item 4A? Is there any testimony in support? Testimony in opposition? Hearing none. Public hearing is now closed. Acting as a local contract review board, do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number WWSS0120, declaring an exemption from competitive bidding for certain Willamette Water Supply System water transmission pipeline projects and approving a best value construction contractor selection method?
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. I'll call the question. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes. Business agenda item. Time will be set aside for comment for each business agenda item. Each person limited 5 minutes unless granted an extension by the board. Item 5A is considering approving a change order to the David Evans and Associates DEA contract in the amount of $2,089,829 and extending the contract term through February 28th, 2021 to provide continued regulatory permitting and related consulting services for Willamette Water Supply Program. Ms. Walter, can we have the staff report, please?
Good afternoon. As was stated, the issue that we're bringing before you is the approval of the change order for David Evans and Associates, their master service agreement for regulatory permitting and related consulting services. Change order does increase the contract by $2,089,829 and extends the contract term through February 28th, 2021. Little history on the MSA, the Master Service Agreement. It was awarded after a competitive process back in October of 2015. Initial scope of work was for a two-year term, but the MSA had the option to extend it out for a total of 12 years to carry us through the build-out of the system. In 2017, we did issue a two-year extension, which carried us through 2019, and so now we're at the point where we need to re-up it. The proposed budget is for a 14-month term, January 2020 through February 21, 2021. Total amount of the operating budget for the contract is $2,589,829, of which approximately $500,000 was deferred funds and work that has rolled into 2020. We're extending through February 2021 so that we can align with DA's annual rate increases. That way, once we move forward, we're not having mid-year adjustments to the budget. We're trying to recalculate and guesstimate what their rates are going to be once they hit February of the following year. And then the final note that we wanted to point out is there is a spike in the costs from prior terms. As 2020 will be a unique year for permitting in that we have a significant number of land use permits that they are assisting us with, as well as major permit modifications with the Army Corps and Department of State lands that we're needing to prepare and file and execute through that process. While at the same time, we are also shifting workload to the monitoring for permit compliance on those projects that have moved into the actual construction phase. After this work term, we anticipate the cost for DA's contract to actually start to drop significantly in future contract extensions. Be happy to answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you, Ms. Walter. Any questions for staff? All right. No questions. Do I have a motion and a second to approve a change order to the David Evans and Associates contract in the amount of $2,089,829 and extend the contract term through February 28th, 2021 to provide continued regulatory permitting and related consulting services for the Willamette Water Supply Program? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. No opposed? The motion passes. Item B, 5B on our agenda is...
I'm sorry to interrupt for one second. I don't know if the pitcher is broke here, but you guys are starting to get a lake of water.
Oh.
And I knocked mine over telling you that.
One natural disaster after another.
Yeah.
See, I shouldn't have brought the subject up.
No, stuff happens, and it's better to take precautions.
Yeah, I didn't know what was going on over there.
Yeah. There we go.
Tired plastic.
What we do.
Yeah.
We got through
the first one.
It's a broken water main.
Now, I'm usually the one that causes the spill. Oh. That's a
here,
problem.
Put your garbage in here. Get rid of it.
Thank you. Who says our meetings aren't exciting?
That's right. That's what the Kleenex is for.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I look on your face like, oh. You want to get up?
Oh, okay, good. All right, I think we can continue our meeting now. Agenda item 5B is considering adopting resolution number WWSS0220, approving a project agreement between the City of Beaverton and the Willamette Water Supply System Commission for the design of the Southwest Nimbus Shoals Ferry to Beaverton Hillsdale Highway Pipeline Project, COB 1.0. May we have a staff report, Dave?
Thank you again, Commissioner Duggan. So you have a staff report here that describes basically what this project agreement is. Let me provide a little bit of background. There, we have an intergovernmental agreement that is being crafted between the City of Beaverton and the WWSS Commission, and it's been in the works since September of last year. We're working our way through the negotiations on that, and we will bring those to conclusion. But there have been a few specific issues on that negotiation that have just frankly stalled or taken more time than we anticipated. And that's fine, except that what we're finding now is that we need to make progress on the design activities to stay on track with completing our project on time to meet a couple of key milestones. The city of Beaverton wants to complete some work in Western Avenue, and so that's one of the key milestones that we're addressing. Perhaps an even larger key milestone is ODOT is expanding 217. And these projects have crossings of 217 that we need to get completed in advance of ODOT's work. ODOT has, we've been meeting with ODOT, and they've been patient with us and willing to work with us, but that's only going to last so long. And the fear is that if we don't get our work done and get out of their way, they may get their work started and just tell us to wait. And the worst case scenario is they tell us to wait and we're just not going to be able to complete our work on time. So what we came up is basically a kind of a path forward is to create this agreement, which just covers design services, which just enables us to move forward with the design activities on the project. There's agreement on what the scope is, what the payment is, what the cost is, and everything just on the design services, while we finish the negotiations on the bigger agreement that will include the construction activities and everything else associated with that. And so that's what this is just a bridging agreement to enable us to move forward with the design services. And it's really critical to do so from a schedule standpoint. But with that, I'd be glad to answer any questions you have about the agreement or the project.
Questions from the board for staff concerning this issue? All right. Do I have a motion and a second to adopt resolution number WWSS-0220 approving a project agreement between the City of Beaverton and the Willamette Water Supply System Commission for the design of the Southwest Nimbus Shoals Ferry to Southwest Beaverton Hillsdale Highway Pipeline Project COB 1.0.
I move to approve resolution as read.
I'll second that.
It's been moved and seconded. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 No opposed? Motion passes. Next on our agenda is informational items. Ms. Bennett will now present the planned February business agenda items.
Thank you, Commissioners. We expect to have three business items on the agenda next month. The first item is the Reservoir 1.0 design contract approval recommendation. Willamette Water Supply Program received two proposals for engineering design services for final design of the water system storage reservoirs, which we call the Res 1 project. The competing firms were HDR and Black & Veatch. After careful consideration of both proposals and formal interviews, staff recommended selection of Black & Veatch. Notice of intent to award was issued on December 16th. Beginning in December and concluding this week, staff are negotiating the fee and contract for execution at the February 6th, 2020 board meeting. If the contract is approved, the notice to proceed will be issued around February 7th. The second item is project PLM 1.2, which is Garden Acres Road on the north side of Wilsonville, construction contract change order approval recommendation. The Wilsonville Area Pipeline Project PLM 1.0 is being delivered in three phases. And the northernmost phase, the Garden Acres Road Pipeline Project, PLM 1.2, is a partnership project with the City of Wilsonville and already in construction. It's currently, the roadwork and pipeline work that are coordinated have the same extents, which leaves approximately 480 feet of the Willamette Water Supply Pipeline uncontracted between the Garden Acres work and the already constructed PLM 3.0 pipeline project. This is at the Day Road intersection. Staff recommend adding the Day Road crossing to PLM 1.2 project, and WWSP has Wilsonville's agreement on making this change to Wilsonville's contract. The expected value of the change likely exceeds $500,000, requiring board approval. The change order details are under development and will be finalized by the February board meeting. The third and final item is the PLM 5.3 design contract amendment approval recommendation. The Shoals Ferry Road Pipeline Project, PLM 5.0, their engineering design has been under contract with CH2M Hill Engineers, now Jacobs Engineering Group, since 2016. Since initiating the project, it has been divided into three phases to allow for partnership with Washington County along Roy Rogers Road and for coordination with developer work along Shoals Ferry and Tile Flat Roads. The final piece is PLM 5.3, and it extends from Tile Flat and Grabhorn Roads in the South Cooper Mountain area to its connection with the PLW 1.3 pipeline in South Hillsboro. The proposed contract amendment is related to the pipeline alignment change on PLM 5.3. At the February board meeting, WWSP staff will present the revised pipeline alignment and resulting design contract amendment with a recommendation to the board to approve the contract amendment. This concludes the summary of upcoming action items. May I answer any questions?
Questions from the board?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you much, Joelle. There are no communications or non-agenda items scheduled for today's meeting. And with there being no further business before the Board of Commissioners, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Now we gotta wait to sign some things, I think.
Yeah.